This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Public health officials say they are trying to address the racial inequities in Colorado's vaccine distribution. Data show Black and Latino people are being left behind in the rollout. Officials say they're speaking with large providers to ensure that those residents are targeted for getting vaccines, especially at big events like last weekend at Coors Field in Denver. State Chief Medical Officer Dr. Eric France.
We're having conversations with these organizations to say, how are you addressing the natural imbalance that happens from an equity perspective in the way you're doing it?
The state is recommending hospital systems target underserved zip codes and invite those residents first to the large vaccination events. A food pantry in downtown Colorado Springs is now open. KRCC's Alina Rivera reports it's one way Catholic Charities of Central Colorado is responding to the coronavirus pandemic.
Lori Orwig says the organization's Marion House Soup Kitchen has provided emergency food and daily hot meals to community members since 1985. She says creating this new in-house food pantry is another way to make sure folks are getting fed.
It would be fantastic if no one ever needed a food pantry again, but the reality is that right now we're seeing an increase, and so we're here to meet that need.
The Marion House Marketplace is open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Families can select fresh, frozen, and shelf-stable foods once a month by making an appointment with the organization. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
The storming of the U.S. Capitol caused something unusual to happen. People changed their political affiliations in measurable numbers.
I was just completely shocked and shamed. You know, that's not who I think of the Republicans, who we were and who we are.
Nearly 5,000 Coloradans defected from the Republican Party in the week after the Capitol riot. CPR's Andrew Kinney says their stories illustrate the deep divide threatening Republicans. That's in the next half hour. Make that in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. An incredible story is also coming up. Police body cam video shows a handcuffed 9-year-old in Rochester, New York, screaming for her father as police try to restrain and then pepper spray her. That story is next on All Things.